The next patient is Lawrence Gridley. The last name is G-R-I-D, like in Delta L-E-Y. This is the clinical case of a 73-year-old white male that is following the practice because of the presence of lengthy diabetes mellitus with a CKD stage 2. Despite the fact that the patient has obesity, this patient has been able to control the blood pressure as well as the blood sugar. Today, he comes with a comprehensive metabolic profile in which the creatinine is 1.2. The BUN is 18 and the estimated GFR is 60 mLs per minute. Normal serum electrolytes, and the patient does not have a severe hyperglycemia. The blood sugar at the time of this examination was 93. So there is no evidence of a severe hyperfiltration. Period. The protein creatinine ratio is consistent with 289 milligrams per gram of creatinine. Number two, the patient has diabetes mellitus. The hemoglobin A1C is 7.6%. Number three, the patient has arterial hypertension. The blood pressure reading is 172 over 78, but most of the time has been 140 over 64. The patient has significant edema. The recommendation of a plant-based diet, a low-sodium diet, and a fluid restriction of 50 ounces in 24 hours was done. I think that by controlling the blood pressure, the proteinuria is going to come down. By losing weight, the blood sugar is going to be under better control. If there is a deterioration of the kidney function or a significant proteinuria, we are going to start the patient on SGLT2 inhibitors. We are going to give an appointment to see us in 3 months with laboratory workup, and we are expecting him to lose at least 10 pounds of body weight. Paragraph. We invested 10 minutes reviewing the lab, 15 minutes in the face-to-face, and 5 minutes in the documentation.